Amnesty International welcomes that this special session took place. It took place without much delay. It was quickly convened. It looked into the very serious human rights situation in Côte d'Ivoire, and it adopted a resolution that, by the standards of this council, is a decent resolution, condemning the violations, calling for an end to them. But looking beyond that, much of the language of the resolution is general. It doesn't speak to the particular actors that are committing the violations, that are committing the executions, the abductions, and the other violations. It has nothing in this resolution that speaks to prevention, that tries to dissuade the perpetrators of the human rights violations from committing the abductions, the extrajudicial executions. And that's a serious failing. On the follow-up, it has the usual business as usual, requesting the High Commissioner for Human Rights to prepare a report and inform the Council on the situation in Côte d'Ivoire. That's all very good, but it doesn't create any opportunity for her to do that prior to the next regular session of the Council in March 2011. So there's a lot of time in which the situation could further deteriorate, and the Council's not going to be hearing about that unless another special session is called.
So the language sounds pretty good, but does it actually hold any weight when it comes to influencing people in Ivory Coast, in your view?
The fact that there's a resolution is going to hold some weight, but is this a good resolution that really does what the council could have done to influence people on the ground in the Ivory Coast? I don't think so. I think the council, it seized the bull by the horns, it held a special session, and then it dropped the ball. It's wasted the opportunity that was offered by the special session to much more forcefully speak to the need for an end to violations and then call for measures that would, in the best of all worlds, contribute to ending those violations.
And why do you think that happened?
Why? Because this is such a political and politicized body. The fact that there was this special session, the resolution, if one looks at it glass half full, the fact that the African group could agree to do that and do it so quickly is a welcome fact. But the African group being such a big group, maybe it was asking a bit too much for it to come to agreement on a strong resolution in such a short time. There were, we understand, I mean, we weren't in on the discussions, but we understand that there were very serious divergences in the African group, what the resolution should actually say.
So what is Amnesty International calling for?
An end to the violations. We think there has to be accountability. We would have liked to see this resolution make the point that the perpetrators of the violations are accountable. The Côte d'Ivoire has accepted the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, and it would have been good to remind the violators of that. The fact that this resolution doesn't do that doesn't change the facts on the ground. The perpetrators of the violations are accountable for their violation. Let's hold accountable those people that are responsible for having committed them.